Weekdays, 10 Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Was trying to decide if I just want to start like it's every other week, or do we, you know, kind of go with I've been on vacation, what's going on?
Who are you? I didn't recognize you when I came back. I was like, wait a second, I know this guy. And then Steve's got glasses, like he can't even see you.
It's because of your lighting here. Your lighting here is blue.
We are very festive. We had a Halloween party, changed out all the overhead lighting to black fluorescent and orange fluorescent lights.
Yeah, but Halloween's over.
You know, if you do it right, Halloween lasts forever.
Like Christmas? Christmas lights?
So when do Christmas lights go up? That's a good question.
My neighbor was putting them up today.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it too early?
There's a house down the street, around the corner, and behind the block. They leave them up year-round.
Well, it's a lot of work. Yeah. To wrap the lights.
It's a lot of electricity, too. I'm thinking of that.
Well, you don't have to plug them all in year-round.
Well, that's true.
You just leave them in place year-round.
I don't know if you noticed or if you saw on TV, but the bombs were flying in Philadelphia last night.
The bombs as in home runs?
Well, that's typically what a home run's called.
Is that offensive?
But I got a 4-day ban on Facebook.
For using the word bomb?
Yeah.
You can't say bomb.
But if you go to the 4-letter network,
can't say bomb.
If you go to Instagram, all of it's okay everywhere else.
You can't say bomb on an airplane. We learned that in the movies.
But you can't say Bryce Harper was hitting bombs in Philadelphia?
That's offensive. I mean,
yeah, it's offensive to Houston Astros.
Outkast said bombs over Baghdad, but that was a real thing. They were just describing what was happening at the time.
Okay. Whatever. Let me run down today's schedule.
Let's get it.
On the phone, we have some in. Do we call this a studio? Is this a studio?
I mean, it's a
corner.
Factory?
It's a corner.
It's a corner of a studio.
I don't know. Factory's misleading, too. You might get a ban.
For what?
Underage employment in factories.
We manufacture food.
Yeah, barely. Shayna Young coming on momentarily. Fights this weekend. UFC 214.
Already.
Fight night 214.
It's crazy.
It's numbers go on and on. A big celebrity guest at 3:30.
Okay.
Second hour loaded with BKFC fighters.
Yes.
You know, a big weekend up in Orlando. We've got tickets to give away.
We do.
A couple fighters are going to be stopping by. Second hour, Mark Madsen, an Olympian. His nickname is the Olympian.
Mark Madsen.
So, you know, I'm a little excited because of the Olympics.
What sport?
Wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
Yeah. He's an MMA fighter. What would you think?
Greco-Roman wrestling?
Somewhere in that line, yeah.
That's cool. That's probably my favorite discipline.
What?
Roman Greco.
Roman Greco?
Yeah.
Not Greco-Roman?
No.
You'd rather be a Roman? Oh, because yeah, you think you are.
The gladiator, obviously.
At the bottom of the first hour, please tell me you know who this person is.
Okay.
He is an actor.
Actor.
He is a producer.
Producer.
He's a songwriter.
Songwriter.
He's a comedian.
Okay.
He has literally done every single thing in the entertainment world. Paul Reiser will be on. Mad About You.
What? Paul Reiser's coming on this show?
Yeah. So what has he done locally that all you young people like?
Local?
Not locally. I mean, you know, his new project, some new Netflix show.
That's a big name of this program.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big. Did you ever see Mad About You?
I did.
He helped to write the song.
Wow.
The theme song to Mad About You.
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome. Then, like I said, some BKFC stuff, some BKFC news.
Okay.
Some fights that are going on, some fights that possibly could go down right here in the studio.
Whoa. I didn't bring my gloves.
Yeah, you don't need them.
I need gloves.
No.
I only fight if I have gloves on. I only fight like celebrity boxing style stuff.
Well, first of all, You got to see, this goes back to, what was the actor that I told you about that lied to me at the Super Bowl? He was in the Green Mile. And he can't say that it's not true because he's no longer with us. But Clark Duncan. All right, so
Michael Duncan Clark.
I was talking to him at a Super Bowl party just before the Tim Sylvia Randy Couture fight.
Okay.
And he's telling me things that he has told Tim Sylvia for him to implement in his fight against Randy Couture.
So kind of like Steven Seagal,
Anderson
Silva, how exactly. A crane kick in the middle.
The unfortunate thing for Michael is we were in a period where cell phones were around.
Okay.
And texting was around.
We still have that.
Right. But see, if this would have happened like early UFC when I was covering it, there would be no way for me to instantly verify.
For sure.
So while I'm being told all these things that Michael
Duncan Clark
is telling me that he told Tim Sylvia to do, I'm texting Tim Sylvia.
Okay.
And I'm texting Tim Sylvia, and he was like, I haven't talked to Michael in months.
Okay.
I happened to text someone last night. I don't want to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, throw me under the bus. I'll show you the text that shows is wrong.
I need to see the texts.
Sure.
Okay. Because I did inquire if you will be fighting in Miami.
Yes.
Early next year.
Okay.
So details will be coming from you and from Damon.
Yes.
And from Lucky and Ricky.
On my end, I'm fighting.
Okay.
I have nothing else to do with it except show up.
Oh, because you think you're the talent.
No, but I'm ready to build it, like build the publicity, do the pizza eating competition, do the training, to do all the build up.
That's what it is. It's a pizza eating contest.
Well, but that's a build up into the promo for it all. It's supposed to all be packaged together.
So you're not fighting.
No, I'm fighting. I want to fight. I'm ready to fight.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Interesting.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll get it done.
I'm getting it done.
We'll get her done.
Let's get her done.
Who do you want to fight?
I want to fight, obviously.
No, hold on a second. Realistically, who do you want to fight?
I'll take anybody.
Okay.
Like, honestly, I don't have an opponent. I don't care who I fight. I want to fight just because I want to earn my stripes. I'm close to the combat sport world, obviously, with the radio show. I train with the fighters. I train fighters.
Hold on. You don't train with the fighters.
I train fighters.
You try to train them on the gimmick on the back of your truck.
It is.
But you don't train with them.
I can train with them.
All right. Well, we have a fighter here. Let's see you train with them
right
now.
I train with them all the time.
No. I don't want you to train him. I want you to train with him.
I trained with him.
I want you to throw knuckles with him.
I trained with him in the sauna to wait so he would make his weight goal.
Oh, I'm sure
for his last fight.
I'm sure you train with a lot of people in a sauna.
But, well, I mean, it's a big sauna. Could fit quite a few people in that sauna.
All right, so a lot to get to. Caleb will be here shortly. Some NFL news. I'm going to go off on the Kyrie thing. I'm a bigger Charles Barkley fan today than ever. I'll look at it in a second. Charles Barkley, the first person that I know of that has come out publicly and addressed the Kyrie Irving thing. So we'll talk about that. A whole lot more.
Oh, Shayna wait,
Young.
Before you hit the break. Before you hit the break, I might not fight in Miami if I win $1 billion tonight. $1.2 billion to get your Powerball ticket.
Oh, so money would make you not want to do something that you've talked about nonstop.
Well, $1.2 billion, I don't have to fight on that promotion. I'll start my own. And then we'll call it Knockout Radio, and we'll do whatever we want to do, wherever we want to do it.
All right, Shayna Young, when we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don Maynard. I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is live at Caribe Royale Orlando, Saturday, November 5th. In the main event, the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. knuckle up against the undefeated Gian Herrera. In the co-main event, Jared Captain Deadpool Warren looks to continue his winning ways as he throws hands with the always dangerous Jay Action Jackson. Get your tickets now at BKFC.com. That's BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Morrow, quarterback of the Colts and the Miami Dolphins during the championship years. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hey, we are back. This is Knockout Radio. I'm the Nick Pizza Man. And that...
No, you're not.
Jay Action Jackson, BKFC star.
Oh, here we go.
It's not very often that I walk in a room and have shared sauna time with anyone. So... That's unique.
And yet you continue to talk about it.
Well, it's kind of a badge of honor.
Naked pizza sauna. Athletes in a sauna.
Yeah. That's how Steve went blind. He got the oils in his eye.
No part of that. All right. So with Action Jackson getting ready to come on, this show is action filled. Let's head out to Las Vegas as we do each and every Wednesday to get ready for another UFC. This weekend, UFC Fight Night 214. Let's welcome one of the athletes. Shayna Young. Shayna, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Not too bad. I know this is just the start of Fight Week Wednesday when we're able to talk to the fighters. But what is Fight Week like for you?
Oh, Fight Week is always fun times. It's changed for me a little bit lately. I used to travel a lot. I was fighting out of Tennessee, and it was always a lot of like, hurry up and pack and get ready and travel and huge jam-packed media days, but now I'm living in Las Vegas and a lot of it's a little bit easier. I'm actually right now I'm sitting outside of my gym getting ready to go inside and train here in a minute, so it's a little less stressful, but definitely lots of weight cut, lots of hungry fighters and saunas, and I think I heard something about a pizza in the sauna room. That sounds really good.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do down here in Florida.
That's how we cut weight.
Yeah, we eat pizza and then we sit in a sauna.
Sign me up for that.
Well, he will. Trust me. He'll fly out with his pizza equipment, and he'll be outside your gym by 4.
I will. I actually will. I'll do that.
You commented about the stress and everything of Fight Week, and not necessarily the stress portion, but which do you like? Do you like to stay busy Fight Week so you're not thinking about the fight on Saturday, or do you want to think about it? Do you want to concentrate on it?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of downtime, a lot of time for you to like really during the weight cut and stuff to just get in your element, to be quiet, to have your music and really just be focused on the fight. I'm going to say probably the most stressful part of Fight Week definitely is the weight cut. I think that's something that, you know, I've heard a ton of fighters say that's the hard part. Once you make weight, you weigh in, you're eating everything, the hard part's done. You know, the fighting is
the fighting is the thing that we signed up to do. So that's the fun and the easy part.
What is this word weight cut? What does that mean? Good.
Thank you. The weight cut.
Thank you for laughing. I appreciate it.
Oh, so much fun. So, of course, fighters, we all cut a lot of weight to get down into the lowest weight class that we can. So we're all trying for the goal of being bigger and stronger than our opponents. So for the most part, we all have to cut weight just to be the same size as our opponents anymore. And so the weight class makes a big difference. You know, I've kind of bounced around a little bit between the bantamweight and the flyweight divisions. And, you know, at bantamweight, the heavier division, 135, those girls are a lot bigger, a lot stronger than me. There's several of them, like, at my weigh-ins, you'll see I didn't cut much. And so the girl I'm standing across from is, like, 6 or 7 inches taller than me and probably 10 pounds heavier by fight day. So, definitely fight week is filled with a lot of just hardcore dieting and sweating and just trying to get that last little bit of weight off before we weigh in on Friday.
So here's my thoughts on a weight cut. I just came off a 7-day cruise, buffets, open this, open that. And I told my wife, I'm going to go on a weight cut. I'm going to go on a diet as soon as we get back. And I saw that big, large bag of Halloween candy, and I'm going to put off my weight cut for a while.
Of course, it's always hard during the holidays. It seems like just growing up, you know, I wrestled through high school, and it's like wrestling season is the middle of the winter, and just all the Halloween candy and the Thanksgiving and the Christmas dinners that all the quote unquote normal people, you know, get to enjoy. It's pretty terrible.
But that's expected because Randy's actually in the International Hall of Fame, and he literally. We'll cover fights based on what restaurants are in that city. Like, so he looks at fight cities, fight cards. And he's like, oh,
it's a true statement.
I would go there for the buffet at this place. And then, you know, COVID hit, they took away buffets. And unfortunately, Randy hasn't been back to Mississippi very much.
to Biloxi. That's true. There's no reason to go there. Talk about the fight real quick. And then we'll get back to just goofing off and clowning around. Rescheduled. Will it finally be good to get Miranda's name and photo and everything out of your mind?
Oh my goodness, I am so ready. Like you said, this fight was supposed to happen back in August, and it fell through. Some weird stuff happened. It was on my side. I had a weird weight cut. Strange things that, you know, it's always kind of scary, the weight cut. It can be pretty unhealthy. And this was the first time that I had kind of some things that scared me, scared my coach. And so we wound up going to the hospital, taking care of me and my health first. And so the fight was rescheduled. And it just, I think we were scheduled for the August fight back in like June or July. So I've been saying, you know, I've been getting ready for this opponent for like 6 months or more. I really am ready for this fight just to be over so I can start thinking about somebody else, you know? But yeah, no, good opponent. I'm excited for the fight. We fought before, so I lost to Miranda before, so we're going to get in there this time and, you know, see what happens the second time around.
Sure.
So I mean, listen, I've been doing radio a long time.
Yeah, like 6 weeks. you've had Miranda on your mind longer than Matt has been on the air.
Since Randy went on vacation, I've been the head of this network. but the obvious is that you have a great set of pipes. Like, your voice is amazing. If it wasn't for fighting professionally, what would you do professionally? And would it involve anything in this, like, voiceover or media world?
Oh, no. It would definitely be something crazy. I just did an interview, actually, and they asked me about my passion for Harleys. I love motorcycles. I love to ride. So I think if I were doing anything else, I would definitely be, like, racing baggers or something in the motorcycle industry.
Racing baggers? What is that? So that's something Steve O'Neill.
Since you said crazy, what's the craziest, strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight that you were involved in?
I have some pretty crazy stories from wrestling back in the day, back in high school. I'm not sure if any of those are very radio appropriate.
Well, it is FCC, so yeah, we do need to be careful.
You can imagine just being the only girl on a boys wrestling team and high school boys at that. There were some pretty interesting happenings just from the weirdness of like being the girl and guys not really understanding like, okay, this is a girl. Do I wrestle her? Do I beat her up? Do I like what where do I put my hands? How do I do this? you know, that kind of.
What was that more from the opponents, or was that more from, you know, in the wrestling room and your teammates? And the reason I'm asking is my son went to a military school here in Florida, and there was a female on the soccer team. And not only did they love having her on because she was one of the best players on the team, my son was the enforcer of the team. So anytime somebody even looked at her wrong, they found themselves, you know, on the field because he would lay them out. So I'm kind of curious if it was inside or outside that most of the friction was, if there was friction.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. No, most of the weird stuff tended to happen just with other teams. For the most part, I'm going to say my team was pretty used to me. I was the only girl who wrestled, but I was the only one that lasted all 4 years. I started when I was a freshman. I wrestled all the way through my senior year. And so for the most part, the guys on my team were pretty used to me, used to seeing me, kind of took me seriously, understood I was really there to like be a wrestler. It wasn't anything like funny like that or anything. But getting in like at competition, walking into the ring with some of the other guys was always kind of funny, because my mom would talk about how she loved to watch some of my opponents' demeanors change as like they walked out. You know, they would come out to the ring to meet me, and they're like, yeah, dudes, look, I got the girl. Like, this is going to be super easy. She's like the girl. This is the best match like I could have pulled. And then like a minute into the match, they start to realize that like, I'm serious. I'm a pretty good wrestler, and they're going to have to work really hard to win this match. And so then you can kind of see their demeanor change and kind of the panic set in. And so my mom always just loved like going with me to those things just to watch like some of the other guys and other teams.
So with that being said, and being the only female in an all, you know, boys wrestling team, how do you feel about transgenders competing in either the Olympics or in MMA? Like, do you think that it should be separate categories, or do you think anyone who shows up at that weight class can compete?
Kind of a lot of friction around that topic. You know, I think definitely they should be allowed, but there should be a different division probably. The UFC is very strict on their drug policy. You know, we have to be completely clean. Like, USADA has my address. They'll show up and drug test me randomly at any time. Like, anytime I travel for the holidays, they know where I'm at. They can show up anytime to test me to make sure that I am not doing anything. And I think for the people who want to stay natural and to compete clean, that it is important to have that like a clean division available. You know, for the people who are transgender, I think I have always said that there should be a division that allows both transgenders and anyone who maybe wanted to take steroids or, you know, wanted to be involved in that kind of thing. Because, you know, you look at people who, like, girls, women whose careers have been ruined for taking a performance-enhancing drug. To me, I don't see how that is very different from someone who is transitioning, who has been a man most of their life and is now starting to take female hormones. Kind of see it as, you know, the same type of thing.
Sure. How far away are you from your jacket? Isn't it, 50 tests and then you get the jacket?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got several years. I've only been in for a couple of years. And I will say, though, between work and the UFC, my first year in the UFC, 2020, I was drug tested 13 times that year.
Wow.
So I've got to be the cleanest person.
You have to get a leather motorcycle.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, riding jacket. So when you get your 50th test, get a leather riding jacket.
You know, I may suggest that to Dana next week when I see him
that
in New York.
That would be cool.
You know, Dana and I go way, way back. So I may have to say that you need the first leather jacket,
Harley-Davidson,
you know, when you get to 50. Finally, let's touch base on Saturday night. What can the fans expect when this rescheduled fight finally goes down there in Las Vegas?
I'm just excited to get in there, man. I'm excited to get in there. Like I said, get Miranda off my mind. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Shanda, thank you very much for your time. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and spending some time with us. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
So long. Shanda Young back awesome. In the Octagon on Saturday. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the cubicle here at Tournament. What? No, it's not a cubicle. It's cubicle. A corner. We're in a corner.
Open space. This is like a lobby.
It's not a sauna. You and Jay naked in there and, you know, it's like a, dropping
it's like
weight.
A, it's like a lobby.
Wow. I don't know. That look was scary. Could be I'm like not an, sure I want to see that. Look
could call it an atrium.
All right, let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
Well, now you did it.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Brandon Silvera from Nashville Star, and you're listening to Talking Sport with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is live at Caribe Royale Orlando, Saturday, November 5th. In the main event, the educated hands of Reggie Barnett Jr. knuckle up against the undefeated Gian Herrera. In the co-main event, Jared Captain Deadpool Warren looks to continue his winning ways as he throws hands with the always dangerous Jay Action Jackson. Get your tickets now at BKFC.com. That's BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Saturday, November 19th, the Trigon is back in Tampa, Florida, with two titles on the line. Desmond Green faces Scott McHugh for the BYB middleweight belt, and Tony Lopez looks to defend his heavyweight gold when he fights DJ Linderman. Plus, Monica Medina meets Jessica Link. Tickets are available at bybtickets.com. And you can catch all the action live and free on the Stadium app. That's Saturday, November 19th. Here we go!
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Ron Duguay from formerly New York Rangers, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hey, we are back. This is Knockout Radio, and we've multiplied. We've got two fighters in the building now in our atrium.
Atrium?
Is that what we're calling this place?
No, they're in the green room.
In the green.
But it's all right. There's nothing green. It's not always, you know, called a, you know, painted green just because it is a green.
What's
room?
The most elegant? Like, it's like a ballroom. Is it like a, you know,
sauna?
That's intimate. Oh. That's the most intimate is sauna. Okay. But like, you know, like a lobby or like, what's another word for lobby? Entrance?
Front room?
Foyer. That's a fancy word. That's what people have, like, old school houses. Like, oh, welcome to my foyer. There's usually like a coat rack, and there's like they never wear the coats.
What's going on in the NFL? Biggest trade yesterday with the trade deadline. Oh. Nothing got done in Tampa. Some moves elsewhere. Nothing got done in Dallas.
I heard Brady got traded.
No, he didn't.
He got traded by his wife.
Hey, good morning. Hey,
Let's go to the phone lines. We've very excited about what we're about to do. Let's welcome to the program a legend in the world, Mr. Paul Reiser. Paul, how are you, sir?
You know what? I feel very legendary, is the truth. I wake up and I feel like a legend. Is that crazy?
Sure.
Hey.
It's not crazy. If you're a legend, you should feel that way, right?
All right, then it feels right.
Okay, perfect. Before we talk about your upcoming shows across the country and basically here in Florida in the Tampa Bay area, I know you were born in New York City. You live in L.A., so I'm curious, sports-wise, what teams do you follow? What sports do you like?
You know what? This is a very good question because I'm a little bit maybe too fluid in my loyalties. I grew up a Yankee fan, but if the Yanks are eliminated and the Mets are in, I'm a Mets fan. Now, I moved to L.A., so okay, I'm a Dodger fan, but now if it's Dodgers-Yankees, then I got a problem. But if it's Dodgers, anybody else, I go Dodgers. So it's, you know, I'm willing to work with you. I'm flexible.
So whoever's playing, it depends on who's playing.
You know, and by the way, there's probably less generous words than flexible. I mean, if I go to I'll go to Denver, so I'm like, well, I'm a Rockies fan today. You know, it just
perfect. I got you.
You know, so I don't like to make a scene in the stand. You know what I mean? So I'll go with the home crowd.
Okay. Now you mentioned baseball. Are you a fan of any other sports? Whether it's the popular ones or the UFC or bare knuckle or any of that stuff?
Bare knuckle, and what's the one where they push the tea kettle across the in the Olympics where they push with a broom?
Curling.
No, I want to get into that professionally. I think that's always been a goal of mine. I like tea. I like sweeping. So that's two for two right there. Feels like that would be a natural.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are you the sweeper, or are you going to be throwing the teapot?
You know what? That sounds somehow dirty when you say it like that. It sounds like you're going somewhere dark.
You're coming to Clearwater on the 18th. You'll be in Punta Mira on the 19th, and then back in the Tampa Bay area in Sarasota on Sunday. What's it like putting a tour together and getting ready to hit the road?
Well, here's what a tour could be better if they had put Ponte Vedra before Clearwater and Sarasota, so I'm not going across the state 17 times in 3 days. That was an oversight in some planning there. However, when you get there, it doesn't really make a difference. The audiences never care that you just drove a long way. What was the question? What is it like? You know what? What I do is probably like everybody else does. You drop in the local clubs and you work up the material, and then when you get it, how you like it, and then you get out on the road. And sometimes you're trying out new stuff. When you show up in town, and that's what makes it fun to me. Is you never, even if you do the same jokes you did the night before, it's different the next night because the crowds. It's interactive. It's an interactive sport, and it's always something new every night.
I didn't want to upset you, but that was the first thing that I noticed. Clearwater, Punta Vedra, then Sarasota, and I'm like...
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's insane. Yeah. Somebody said, well, does your agent not know about Google Maps?
Right.
But, sometimes it's just like, oh, we don't have an opening Saturday. We only have an opening Sunday. You go, all right, well, we'll do it that way. But, yeah, that's it's a little crazy making. And I have a couple of them like that. I think I have a couple of shows in Canada in the spring. And they're all like in my, I don't know Canada. To me, it's like, well, they're in the Toronto area. I said, well, that sounds fine. Then I look at the map. I go, yeah, but they're not consecutive. They're like all over the place. It's like if you connect the dots, you get a picture of a seal with a ball on his nose. It's like all over the place.
So Paul, in the MMA world, everything's about rankings. It's all about how your fight record. And, according to Comedy Central, top 100 stand-up comics of all time, you were number 77. So, one, how does that come about? Where did the ratings come from? Does it matter? Does it matter to you?
You ask a very good question. How does it come about, and where do they get that? I have no idea. But what I do know, was I 77?
Yes, 77.
So what I do is, it, you know, it doesn't matter, but I do go and I drive by the house of number 78 and 79, and I just, you know, rub it in their face a little bit. And I try to avoid 76 and 75 because, you know, I have to look up to them. I have no idea who made that up or how or why. It was an honor to be included on the list. But by the way, if you notice, it's the best comics of all time. So it's not just currently. You're going back 1200s, you know, BC. So like Egypt, you know what I'm saying? So there are a lot of funny guys in Egypt. But this is counting everybody.
I'm going to have to take your word for that.
Well, that's what I'm told, yeah. So when they say of all time, I think they actually did their homework and went all the way back to the Greeks and Romans. So that's quite an honor.
Who do you find funny, Paul?
Who do I find funny? You know, I grew up and I was a lot of guys. When I started out, I was a huge fan of George Carlin and Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, and who were not stand-ups, but they were comedy geniuses, and then the crazy thing on Mad About You, we got to work with Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, actually, and it was literally, for me, the first time Mel Brooks showed up on the set, it was like staring at the sun. It was a little bit too intense for me. I was like, oh my God, it was just such another level of funny, and also so surreal, like, I can't believe that I'm standing next to this guy that I grew up worshiping.
I did my 32 seconds of research this morning, knowing that you were coming on. You know, I knew
nothing is not thorough. You are thorough.
Exactly. Well, I can cram a lot of things in 32 seconds. So
yeah, what'd you find out?
Well, I found out about the song "Unsung Hero," and as a veteran, you know, I knew what it was about, but I wanted to watch it, and I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed it, and how moving the video was, and it brought me back to my military time. Seeing my girlfriend, now my wife, on the pier as we're pulling up. All that meant a lot to me.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. Yeah, you know, it was that was sort of one of these things that you don't plan. I was a fan of this wonderful singer, Julia Fordham, and we met and we got to chatting, and I said, you know, I play piano, and she's a great singer. I said, well, let's try to write a song. And we wrote a song, and it came out great. We said, well, let's do another one, and we ended up doing an album. And one of them, the only one that got a little bit of radio play, was this thing, Unsung Hero, which was dedicated, really a nod of the hat to the families of those who serve. So, you know, you often, there's plenty of people, maybe not enough, but there's recognition from people's service. But what often goes unnoticed is those are behind, you know, the kids who are home while their parents are overseas or somewhere else in service. And the first time we premiered that, we played it at an event for wounded warriors. And the place was in tears, and people were coming over to us. I was not ready for it. I saw it was a beautiful song, but people, like, you know, to a person, were coming over and saying, "Well, thank you, man. Nobody ever talks about that." And the families who are sacrificing as well, so it was really an eye opener for me to get a taste of that world.
Yeah, it was awesome. I truly enjoyed it. I always ask fighters, and we do a lot of fight interviews. We have a couple bare-knuckle fighters here in studio today. You know, the strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight. So I'm curious, what's the strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened to you while you've been on stage?
A bare-knuckle fight broke out, actually, no. But I'm glad I'm not in the studio in the middle of all these fighters. That would be a whole other different experience. What is the weirdest thing? You know, now I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I must have blocked it out. I remember a lot of bad shows. I remember shows afterwards. But, you know, I think those are the weirdest ones where you sometimes realize you're, you know, 15 minutes into it and you realize, I don't think they speak English. I think this is a cruise ship that has just landed here. And, oh, maybe that's why they're not laughing. They're not familiar with the language. So that kind of thing will keep you on your toes.
What about the craziest, strangest thing while you're shooting a scene, whether it was Mad About You or any of the numerous things you've done?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, one of the things and this happens, I think, early, going back to, I was actually about doing stand-up, you know, in the beginning, when we were starting out, we used to, in New York anyway, we used to try and do as many shows as you could in a night. And you'd go from one club, and you have to time it. It really took a lot of scheduling. You'd go and you'd do a show here, and you jump into a cab, and you go to another club, and you time it just right. And so on a few occasions, if you time it just right and traffic is on your side, you can do six, maybe seven different shows. Well, by the fifth one, your brain is just soup, and you actually go, and I remember a lot of times just doing a joke and going, hold it, did I just already just say this joke? Because you're looking at, oh, no, that was the other show. And you just kind of get have like a just a mind melt, which is, for a comedian, not a good thing to have when your brain just goes, yeah, I don't know what's coming out of my mouth anymore. I'm just saying words.
I know that we're almost out of time, but I'd love for you to talk about, Matt, about you and you know, where the show came from for people that are not familiar with it.
Well, if they're not familiar with it, the ship may have sailed. this show went off the air in 99.
There's YouTube. People can still see.
Yeah, I know. It's all available on Amazon. Actually, what's Mad About You we did in 92 to 99. And we actually did a little revisit 3 years ago, which is also on Amazon. And what it is it was really just a show that came out of my stand-up, which is really, and my stand-up at the time was coming out of my, what was going on, I had just gotten married. And all my material was about how much life changes when you're suddenly, you know, just four walls and you, two people inside four walls. And to me, that was sort of an endless source of comedy and drama and tension. And it's just, and when you do, and the fun of it was when you talk about something really personal, audiences really respond because they're going, oh man, that's so true. That sounds like me. And so that's always been my stand-up, too. You know, when the audiences are laughing, no matter where I go, all over the country, people are laughing because they're going, oh, man, that sounds exactly like the fight I just had at home. That sounds like my wife. That sounds like my husband. So, you know, there's been a through line. And so now what's also kind of fun is people come to the show, come to my stand-up shows, and a lot of them, you know, we've sort of grown up together. We got married around the same time. We had kids around the same time. And now the kids are grown and out we get to commiserate about all of that together, which is what's always fun about doing stand-up.
Now, Paul, while we've been on this program, you've moved up 57 spots to number 20.
No way.
Ranker.com.
Get out of here.
Ranker.com.
That's fantastic.
As the number 20th best stand-up comic of all time.
Oh, my God. I better hang up before it starts going the other way again.
Or if you stay another 2 minutes, you may end up in the top five.
Yeah, you might be top five by the end of the show.
Oh, you never know, yeah. Unless Richard Pryor comes back, and then it's all bets are off.
I know that
thank you.
A few tickets are still available at paulreiser.com. We hope to get out there and see you, but I'm curious, what is your favorite type of pizza?
I'm a straight and narrow. I like a nice pepperoni pizza. I don't like to get fancy. Are you going to be bringing pizza to the show? Is that why you're asking?
As a matter of fact, yes, we will.
Well, that would be great, and I will make sure that you get access backstage so the pizza doesn't get cold. You know what I'm saying? Cold pizza is not always the first choice. But darn decent of you.
Well, we're broadcasting from a pizzeria. Matt owns a pizzeria here in San Diego.
Oh, beautiful.
He will bring, you know, I'll be in touch with you in the next couple of weeks. We'll bring as many pies as you want.
Whatever. All right, beautiful.
Staff, and we will hook you up for sure.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the pizza in advance. And I hope to see you down in Florida.
We will see you on the 18th. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, Paul Reiser, everybody. Matt, about awesome. You. He's done a ton of stuff. We're going to bring pizzas. I knew you wanted to go there, so I beat you to it.
It's great. Always an offer.
And obviously get to talk a little Matt about you with Paul Reiser. Get tickets if you want to see Paul or if you want to see us, because we're going to be there, Paul Reiser. .com. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do a little action.
Yes.
A little action Jackson when we return. See, because he's a little heavier than Travis, so we're going to go with the heavier guy.
Oh, is it by, you're ranking by weight?
You're ranking by weight.
Ranking by weight. Where do you fit on that scale?
Well, I'm above all.
The heavyweight is here.
We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
After here, let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. Mad about you, baby. Yeah.
This
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Turner, Kirby Carlisle from HBO's Arliss, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, and I don't know what was cooler, and I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Having Paul Reiser on just now was awesome. I've grown up watching him. I went through, you know, the basics, like what he was talking about. And then as soon as Jay sat down, say what you just said.
Favorite show in the 90s. Like, that was my show, dude.
To me, that's even cooler than having Paul on, is the next guest who had no idea, you know, that Paul was on.
Yeah.
You know, he just heard us talk about Mad About You, and he's like, yeah, that was the best show ever. It was my favorite show.
Even though we're coming from a corner of a cubicle.
Right.
We get heavy hitters, man. We get the real deal. We get, like, top actors and comedians to come on this program.
And Bare Knuckle Fighters.
Do you ever get upset that the guy to your left has taken credit for your career?
You know what? I'm used to it, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm used to it. I mean, I do have parents.
Yeah.
So, I do
I was going to talk to you about that.
I have parents.
We got the results back. Corey called me.
It's not my dad. It's more like my mom. But like, my dad's just like, yeah, that idiot. But then like my mom's just like, that's my thing. I made that. So I'm like, yeah.
But that's okay if it's your mom or dad. But the putts next to you who taking all this credit, come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, let them have some, man. We can all eat.
Okay.
Like, we can all eat. I can't handle all this shine.
Listen, okay. They're the talent.
I don't
want
all this shine.
They're the talent. All I do is help give them another tool to their arsenal. It's like a Swiss Army knife. It's just an extra tool.
Okay. Just like we practice this, okay? Remember, just like you and I practiced, what has he really done to help you? Nothing. Exactly.
Don't say that.
You know what? I'm going to leave that between you guys. I love Matt. And I'll tell you this right now, Matt, I'll give you, like, I love you to death. You helped me cut that weight.
I did.
For the Damon Bell fight.
I did.
You know, we hung out.
We did.
We got sweaty.
Was he clothed?
Sort of.
Kind of. I mean, like, as much as he needed to be.
I provided transportation.
He did provide transportation. He provided
Steve was
advice.
Busy.
He was good. Man.
Got him checked in the hotel. We were in the hotel lobby together.
So
we're now in this lobby.
So, Matt, like, I give Matt this. Matt, you're the shit.
And that's why I was.
Hold on. I just got to correct just in case. He said ship. He knows. Yeah. He saw the ship on the back of my.
I seen the ship.
But,
right.
Jay, but because I knew you were coming to the show today, I went ahead and created my own award. Because that's what I do. So I take credit for fighters, take credit for people's successes, and I created my own best effort award that's presented to me by me, used to belong to this guy.
The same maker of the participation trophy.
Exactly. So speaking of participation trophies, are there participation trophies in bare knuckle boxing? Like, does everybody get an award for a badge of honor for being a warrior just because they stepped in there and the courage it took to do so? Or are there participation trophies in your sport?
You know, honestly, can I jump in real quick
for
a second?
Yeah, run it.
You know, that's two different questions, honestly. Yeah. And you know where I stand with participation. You know, it's we took second place. I refused the trophy. If I'm not winning, I'm losing, right? There's a difference between awarding somebody or rewarding somebody for getting in and doing a combat sport over somebody getting a trophy for taking ninth place. It's two different things.
It's definitely different because I tell you this right now, the reward itself, just to be part of it, is a reward for me. You know what I mean? So that's my that's my participation trophy. You know what I mean? The flyers, being part of the show, that's my, but like what we want is to win, and that's when
The belt symbol.
You wanted to get the belt, the symbol, and all that good stuff. So, I mean, that's my participation trophy is.
You know what my reward is?
Getting there.
Not being in a fight. Yeah. That's my reward.
Well, yeah. You know what? No competition. See what I mean? Like,
the reward is to hang out with me all night, watching you fight inside
drinking
the
beer.
Circle.
You know what I mean? Reward. Yeah, you know, but no, it's that's, you know, that's such a funny, fucked up subject.
Nope, you didn't say that either.
Excuse my language. Oh, my God. I forgot that I'm on the radio.
This is real.
Guys. This is so real. I'm sorry, guys. I forgot this.
It was the best effort award. The best effort award.
My best effort award.
He tried to say the right word.
I tried not to say the F word.
If the FCC sends that $100,000 fine, it goes to Action Jackson.
In care of P.O. Box.
James Jackson. My real name, James.
I am no longer affiliated with this man.
James Jackson.
And you trained him.
I didn't help him at all. I didn't help him.
That is my trainer.
Exactly.
I have all my clothes on. I got nothing to do with it.
That's my trainer. He taught me everything.
Fully clothed. I have nothing left to do.
Including how to talk on a radio.
provided you're able to get out of the studio before the FCC shows up. Let's talk about the fight on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
You know, a big fight against a big name in the organization, as is yourself.
100%.
Talk about first fight week. We were just talking to some of the UFC fighters as well. What is it like for you? Are you counting down the hours to getting in the ring with Jared, or do you try not to think about it till Saturday?
It's such a bipolar reaction, or like it's a bipolar thing. You know, you have like days where you're like tripping, but then like you have days where you're like fine. You know what I mean? Like, just to be honest, but like I'm fine.
What excites you?
Just being part of BKFC. That's a big deal.
Thank you. You almost said it again.
It's a big deal.
Take his award back. It's a big
deal. No, you keep it.
Trainer.
You're gonna need it.
Trainer.
You need it.
No, it's a big deal. Just being part of BKFC and co-main event show in Orlando, Florida. It's an honor, and you know this could be my big step to going into 2023 in a big way.
Honestly, I believe that to be the case. You know, I've covered the sport since day one. I was at the first one. I do a lot with the Feldmans. And I think this is a big fight for both of you.
Right.
You know, a lot on the line, which I like. And I've always said, and I'm going to say this to you, I like a fight that I can't pick a winner. Not that I don't know not that I don't think I know, because you never know. But I think this is such an even fight that it's going to be exciting for the fans.
Yeah, I'm not underestimating Warren one bit. But you know, I'm prepared. You know what I mean? I've been doing my sessions and been training. So I'm ready for whatever.
What I like about it is you guys are both lefties, right?
No, I just throw my left.
They both have left hands.
Well, we both have left hands.
Okay, so you do have both left hands. That's good. But no, but your last fight, you won essentially with a left hook. I mean, that was your number one shot.
That was my baby.
That was your baby. So having two lefties, you know, I think is an intriguing matchup. You know, going in, actually, that's a strong, dominant punch for you. Going to Jared to the left. I think it's a great matchup. You both are kind of at the same point in your career. Both got fan bases behind you. Both at that thing right there for the next title shot. And I like it. And I'm with Randy. I don't know who's going to win on Saturday.
I'm gonna have fun. You know what I mean? Like, real talk, you know, it's more of an excitement, anxious type feeling that I'm feeling about the fight. Co-main event, going against a guy named Captain Deadpool. Pretty tough dude, but I'm not going to underestimate myself. I'm a pretty tough guy myself.
Sure.
And I think we have a good formula to, you know, blow the roof off of Orlando.
Does it matter to you whether you get along with your opponent, whether he talks garbage, whether you talk, or does it matter? Does one affect you more than the other?
Nah, I don't care, to be honest. It's just the business tip now. Yeah, man, like it's people got to do what they got to do. And I mean, that's the best way I could put that scenario.
Sure.
But I just know that's not what I've been or what I can do. I think if I start doing that or doing stuff like
changing
that,
yourself,
it would be, I think people will see the fraud. Like, right. That's a fraud. Ah, that's so fake.
Some other frauds we see? I was getting the participation award,
but no, like I but at the same time, though, I understand that people need that tickle, in their stomach to build themselves up, get ready for the fight. So it's cool with me either way. If he's nice, he's nice. If he's not, he's not. But at the same time, the formula will still equal out to Bangalicious.
Do you see with the growth of the sport, is it easier now for you to acquire sponsorships? Is it easier for you to fight full time and make this your career? Or is it still got a long way to go?
It's a journey, man. And I really don't do it for the money. I do it for fun. It's just, I'm just happy to be a fighter and be part of the sport.
You do it for fun, but you get paid. So that's a bonus.
I get paid too. So, the money is the money.
You're paid to have fun.
It's the fight that I want.
It's like Disney paying me to go to their amusement park.
That'd be dope.
That's what you're doing on Saturday night in Orlando.
Right, Saturday night. Like, I get to be a star.
Greatest place on earth.
So should awesome. I say bombs just went off
can't
here
say
in
the bombs.
Tournament to pizza?
Not allowed.
Can't say the word. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, hour number two coming to you live from the Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.